I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Welcome to Wax Quiz School. This is the podcast that history has proven has all of the questions, but unfortunately very few of the answers. We'll see if we can change that today with our guest, Danielle Walker.
Hello.
Hey, mate. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. Now, you are in Sydney. You are out in front of Melbourne.
Yes.
Flaunting your freedom.
Yes.
How are you enjoying the change? You know, it's a lot to go from such a long lockdown back out into the world. Are you coping okay?
Well, I haven't really done that much, to be honest. I've just sort of, I went to the movies.
Nostalgic for lockdown.
Yeah. Big time. I don't know how to cope in groups of people at the moment.
Yeah.
If there's a lot of them, like shopping centres are disgusting and I don't want to go to them. And so mostly, yeah, I'm still doing picnics in parks or gigs have started to come back and that is beautiful.
Yeah, great. Well, are you excited? Are you excited to do a quiz today?
Oh, yeah. I'm not very good at quizzes, but I enjoy spending time with people. So
great. You don't have to be good at quizzes for this show because we have a brains trust who are here. To assist with you. And it's interesting that you say that shopping centres are disgusting because our first member of the Brains Trust is actually in retail management. It's a big hello to Giselle.
Hello.
Hello, thank you for being here.
It's fine, it's not a problem really.
I'm surprised you've got the time because I know that a lot of people, unlike Danielle, are like getting back out in the world and hitting the streets again as the world opens up. Is that good news for retail?
Yes, not for me. I agree with Danielle. Shopping centres are disgusting. People who work in them are disgusting. They're back. I was quite enjoying stock take, but that's over. So time to sell again.
Oh, I'm so sorry about that. I thought you would have been excited about people coming back and engaging with retail again.
Well, Karen, what happened there is that you thought wrong. That's what happened. So,
how long have you been in retail, Giselle?
47 years actually. So, yeah.
Okay, and have you been in management that whole time, or have you worked down in some of the?
Yes, my superior found I had skills, people skills, management skills quite early, and so I've been in management in basically from I think it was 6 days after I started. They said to the top, Giselle, that's what we need. So,
wow,
yeah.
6 days. Where was that first gig? Who had the foresight to originally hire Giselle in the retail game?
In Paris, okay, someone's fancy. There's a big tower, the Eiffel one.
Mm-hmm.
It's nowhere near there. It's like on the other side of town. It was a small corner store, and that's where I began. And now I'm quite mobile. I go everywhere now. And as Danielle says, disgusting. I'm with the unwashed all day. Every day.
Well, thank you for being with us the unwashed here online. But yeah, at least
it's fine. At least there's distance.
Yeah, we're over Zoom, right? So there's you don't have to be anywhere near us. Well, Gazelle is here, Danielle. That's exciting. If any questions about Rave,
I have
come
a
up.
Question for Gazelle just before, right off the top, which is because at the shops, I've noticed that all the retail staff and everything, it's like because they've been in lockdown for so long, everybody's forgotten how to interact with people. So you're just sort of quite rude to strangers, which I enjoy personally, being treated the way I deserve. But how are you are you telling your staff to do that, or are you?
Danielle, firstly, thank you for the question. Thank you for the interest in the industry. We don't get enough. But you would find that it does not matter what you tell your staff, they only respond to money. So they have been uninspired for so long. Now that they have to interact with people, all I do is walk around and whisper their hourly rate into their ears. Get back to work. That's all I'm doing. So if they're rude, maybe I have not done the runs fast enough, and they cannot be motivated. So like just $27.50, like just into their ears, and I'm like, fucking get to it, you know?
That's not a bad idea for the comedy club, Comedy Republic. We could just before anyone walks on stage, you just sort of pat them on the back and go, $150.
Yeah. $150, do your fucking job like that.
Okay. Well, luckily, Danielle, or unluckily, depends how you look at it, the Brains Trust does not end there. It's also a big hello to international visual and performance artist, Crudité.
Hello. It's a pleasure to be here, darling. Speaking of the great unwashed, I once did a performance piece where I went unwashed for 8 months. Sold out 11,000 tickets. It was a great success.
Wow, 11,000 tickets.
Over the course of 8 months or at the end?
Yes. People would come in. You know, the customer reviews weren't great. You know, they take exit polls, and there was a lot of stuff around, like, he was just dirty and smelled bad. But that was what I wanted them to feel, you know, to be with the people, to feel, to be, to live, to know Crudité.
11,000 people through. That must have, you must have made a mozzo. Did you get a small fortune out of that, 11,000 people
Yes, I put another story on my house in the south of Spain, Mallorca. It's an island. Ever heard of it?
Yeah, I do. I know Mallorca, yeah.
You've been to Mallorca?
I've not been, no, but I do know of it. Yeah.
You know, the crazy thing about Mallorca is there's two L's in that word. What? Wow.
Is that where you find a bit of your inspiration in some of the...
Oh, two L's. Also very inspiring Welsh, Llewellyn. Two L's there right up the top.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Also the word Bell.
Bell.
Are we listening?
Well, if any spelling questions come up, it looks like Crudité will be there for you. Danielle, you ready to do a quiz?
Yeah, 100%.
All right, question number one. You're not going to believe this. By area, which country is larger, France or Spain? That's question number one, as it's written here in the Saturday paper.
Well, Gazelle, which one do you think is bigger?
Yes, we do have a couple of experts here, don't we?
I would have to say that Spain feels bigger when you're inside. When you're inside Spain, you feel like, will this ever end? This
sort of like a Bunnings.
Will never. Yes, it's like exact. Karen, you're exactly right. But Spain is the Bunnings of a Europe.
So true. So true.
Are there a lot of lesbians in Mallorca, Crudité?
Oh, yes, they're my primary fan base. They get it.
But they have to spell lesbian with an extra L at the beginning, no?
Well, in Mallorca, yes. Yes is the answer, absolutely.
You didn't finish that sentence. It's hard for us to know.
Look, part of art is leaving the space for the audience to interpret as they see fit. Crudité. Crudité.
Is it pronounced esbian there?
I don't speak Spanish.
Or lesbian.
Do you know which country is bigger?
Look, I'd say that France is, you know, France thinks very highly of itself, but then again, so does Spain. But France has been invaded more times, therefore it might be more valuable, therefore maybe it's bigger. Well,
I beg your pardon, sorry, continue.
No, I once wrapped France in a Spanish flag. just to piss them off. So I think France is bigger, yeah.
Now, this must be confusing for you, because crudité, what you're named after,
right? Is,
you know,
a pickle
is a delicious little French sort of vol-au-vent,
right.
A tapas, if you will. But
the tapas of the French.
And so for you two, you know, so far, and you know, we've only been chatting now for a few minutes, but so roundly prefer Spain to France.
Look, I took from them my name, I took from them my art, and then I left them high and dry. You know, love is a cruel mistress, and France is a cruel country? That's the only way I can think to end that sentence.
Well, what do you reckon, Danielle? Anything you can pick up from
Before Danielle answer, I just have to say, when you're in Bunnings, do you feel tiny person, or do you know your worth?
Me personally, I know my worth, because I 100% know where everything is in each aisle, and I don't need help.
Well, then I will say to you, even though Spain is the Bunnings of Europe, France is bigger.
Okay. Okay, this is good to know, because I genuinely know nothing about Europe and I wasn't getting any help from either of you. Well, also the world. I know nothing about the world. Yeah. I guess I'm going for France then.
Okay, I'll put France. Question two. Which organ of the human body produces insulin? Which organ of the human body produces insulin? Are you still producing insulin, crudité?
Oh, it's too much. I went to my doctor the other day. He said, you're insulin exficient. So I've started harvesting it, making a pretty penny on the black market.
Wow.
You need insulin. I have insulin.
So for the diabetics, if it's too expensive from their doctors, they can...
Oh, no. Not for people. I mix it with pigment to make a kind of gouache.
A what, sorry?
Gouache.
Oh, no, sorry, we heard. No, we did hear you. We're just wondering what that means.
I just enjoy saying gouache. It's a fabulous word.
Gouache.
Yeah, so I mix it and just kind of smear it around. Oh. I painted a pancreas, you know.
Ooh, a clue! From clue to taste.
I think it's the liver. Just joking.
I'm going to put pancreas. You're in retail management, Giselle. Does it sound like there's much of a market for gouache out there in the world? Could you?
Honestly, I have to say, Karen, that I am, even though the word has been said maybe 7 times, I still have no idea what this is.
Oh, my God. It's a beautiful paint. There's acrylic gouache. There's watercolor gouache. There's so many different types of gouache. As somebody who spent thousands of dollars on gouache, I know the market for gouache.
Oh, Danielle, you're an artiste as well?
A little bit. I dabble.
Well, now, come now. If one is to be an artiste, one must imbue oneself with belief.
I'll put pancreas. Question number three. What is the title of the Australian television series sequel to Packed to the Rafters?
Oh, I know this one.
Do you know this one you've been watching?
I've been target marketed it online because I love Australiana.
For the sequel from Packed to the Rafters?
I watched all of Packed to the Rafters when I was young and lived at home and we had one TV.
Did you?
Yeah. I know everything about... That's when Jessica Murray got her name, I think, from Packed to the Rafters.
Well, I think she got it at birth, but I...
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Danielle, before you say the correct answer, if you had to name it, what would you name it?
Packed to the Rafters 2.
Exactly. Thank you very much. That's the cleverer marketing tool. Simplicity.
It is. I mean, that's the title that I used in my last performance, Packed on a Raft, in which 7 strangers were set adrift on a raft. I'm waiting to hear how that one ends up, but I'm sure it'll be stirring.
Right. So so it has happened, but you just don't know the results.
No, but I gave them all GoPros, so maybe we'll pick them up in the Pacific. They'll wash back or something. But good luck to them.
Where were
good
they
luck.
Dropped off?
Just off Bondi. The last 7 backpackers in Sydney before the lockdown, we just set them adrift, packed on a raft. Crudité.
But what is the title of the Australian television series sequel to Back to the Rafters?
It's Back to the Rafters.
Oh, that's clever.
That is clever.
Is it?
Yep.
Well, I haven't watched it.
Okay.
But you will?
Oh, yeah, if I run out of stuff.
Question number four. Alexei Leonov was the first person to do what? Alexei Leonov was the first person to do what?
Wax my back. My first ever waxing appointment. Of course, there was. We sold tickets, but it was a beginning of my career. Just a warehouse in Berlin, and Alexei Leonov was there with his little paddles, his hot wax, some candles. It was sort of a seance vibe. Wish you could have been there, crudité.
Yeah.
Oh,
Alexei Leonov, the great waxer.
Oh. Where is Alexei now?
Is Alexei Greek? Can I ask that? Does anybody know?
Well, it's spelled A-L-E-K-S-E-I.
He's Russian.
He's probably Russian, I would say Russian, yes.
It's just because I know one person called Alexei who's Greek, obviously.
And the fine man he is. Yes. That's true.
Gazelle, do you agree with crudité that he's a back waxer?
No, I just know that crudité did get a wax from Alexei. But I would say that this Russian, he's the first to ever pirouette. He was a ballet dancer.
He did that after.
See, the thing here is I cannot tell when Gazelle is giving me answers or making stuff up.
Yeah, this is a problem with
my management. It's a problem with my management style also, because I'm like, you're fired with a smile. They think, oh, this is a great joke, Gazelle. And then I say, it's Gazelle, and then they are fired.
Have you had to do many firings?
Karen, I wish I could erase them from my memory. It's so painful for everyone. I think I'd
struggle with that. What are some of the strategies that you employ when you're in it? Like if you were firing me right now.
Okay, I would say, Kyron, out. Out.
Okay.
And then push you with a broom.
That is firm, isn't it, as an approach?
It's painful. It's just as painful for me as it is for you.
Okay.
Okay.
So ballet dancer, you reckon, Danielle? Or?
Well, yeah, because if not, I'm just going to guess something super Russian, like he found the remains of the Romanovs or something. So.
Oh, please say that. That's good.
Okay. Oh, okay. So it was a guess. Okay, I'm going to say that then. Lock in, he found the remains of the Romanovs. And he was the first to do it.
And he was the first to find. He didn't. Yes. He didn't collect them and bring them back. He left them there for someone else to find later.
Yes.
Which is kind of, it's hard to prove then, isn't it? Because he's sort of come back to town and just gone.
Pretty sure that actually happened.
Oh, right.
I think what happened is when they all got murdered, somebody took them and then like put them in a field and buried them. And then somebody else came back and then dug them up later. So I went like at 3 a.m. 2 years ago, went down a Romanov rabbit hole. But I don't remember any of the good details, just that they got murdered.
And Rasputin was horny as hell.
Yeah, so horny. Oh,
did you horny enjoy Anastasia, the animated cartoon?
Yes, very much so.
So, the songs.
Hot,
I can
sing don't
them.
Feel me now. yes, right. I enjoyed
perfect,
it.
Perfect, oh, so good. Yes.
Question five. In the phrase raison d'être, what is the name for the accent above the first E?
A raisin.
Oh,
sorry, the first accent is above the E of debt. So it's D apostrophe E T R E.
They call that a raisin. It's a little raisin.
Oh, it's a little raisin.
And currants are the one that go in the other direction. Raisins and currants. So cute. I named them that. I don't know what they're actually called.
Sorry, yes. So no, we are looking for the actual answer.
Okay.
Oh, my mistake.
I don't know either of these because we did Italian at school. So
this is, I guess this is French, isn't it?
Yeah. So Gazelle, what do you know about these little lines?
Do you have to study sort of grammar, French, I was going to say French English, but I guess French when you get into retail management? Surely if you rock it up in the first 6 days to the top, you've got to be pretty skilled in communication.
Yes, you would have to be. You would. I do so much communicating with my face and my broom that it's hard to even remember words. I have a vague recollection of some things to do with language. I believe there is one called the grave accent, I believe. But honestly, Danielle, I have failed you as a French woman, if that's what I am. And I just, in so many ways, my apologies to you. I'm so sorry.
Okay. Well, I'm locking in quaver.
Okay. I'll put quaver. Question 6. Name the deputy premier of New South Wales. It's recently changed.
I don't even know the name of the premier.
The premier changed to Dom Perrottet.
Dominique Perrottet or Perrottet, as my neighbour said. Idiot.
Crudité and Gazelle, you're both based. Where are you based currently?
Deputy. I'm based in wherever I find myself. I don't like to.
Do you have to rediscover yourself every morning?
Every morning I'm like, where am I? And there's 6 seconds of pure ice, bone-chilling panic. But then I realize I'm exactly where I fell asleep at the night before.
Okay. And how do you rediscover? Is that like a mental discovery, or is it a does it take a physical form as a, you know, performance artist?
I lift up my legs at the waist and turn my body into an L. And I start with that. I start with L, and then I start with C R U D I T E crudité.
Oh, I thought there would have been two L's.
Spell the word with my body. Yeah, L L crudité. That's exactly correct.
Crudité. Sort of like Cool J, but crudité.
L L crudité. That was my rap name, but a dark chapter we no longer speak of.
Okay.
Did you put together a rap album?
It was more of a concept painting. It was a painting.
It was a rap painting.
It was a painting, yeah. But I saw Basquiat had already done it, so I tore it up and burnt it. And that's where my performance art career began.
Have you been in the sunshine today, Cruise?
outside of my house? No, yes. I melt terribly.
Okay.
Alexei Leonov left too much wax on, did he?
All of my fabulous prostheses melt in the sun, and I cannot have that.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Please.
How old, if it's not impolite to ask, are you?
The crudité does not age or have aged. The crudité always will be. Crudité is a concept, a feeling. A man aged 56, but he will never admit it.
Okay, 56.
Well, being asked and answered.
What was the question?
The question is, name the Deputy Premier of New South Wales. Gazelle, do you follow the politics of the Australian states?
At some point you must. That point ended for me when the previous Deputy Premier, Mr. Barry Laro, oh, precious, when he exits politics, my interest, it wanes.
Did you find him arousing? Oh,
yeah. No, I would not say arousing. Quite the opposite. I think it dried out my downstairs. But just the gesture of the man, you know, how he jest. So besides Mr. Perrottet, I don't know. No.
So I guess knowing that Perrottet is the premier, we're just looking for any New South Wales politician who isn't Perrottet. And that's probably the closest we're going to get.
Listen, I've been banned from watching any news for the last 2 years. I've never paid any attention.
Is this illegal?
Who did this
ban?
To you?
My partner banned me because I got too anxious. And I would just watch 60 Minutes clips over and over again.
Oh, no.
Just they're fun. They're the fun ones to me. That's the fun news. It's like, who's got an angry neighbour? Yay. You do get really anxious and find out about a lot of horrible potential murders. And those people who wake up with foreign accent syndrome. Love those.
Do we know any of those, Crudité, Gazelle?
I'm from Toowoomba originally. Happened to me.
I'm going to guess David Benningham.
David Benningham, I'll lock that in. Question number 7. Which singer-songwriter links the albums Clouds, Blue, and I think it's Hejira, or maybe it's Hejira, H-E-J-I-R-A, Hejira. Which singer-songwriter links the Clouds, Blue, and Hejira?
Their album names are Clouds, Blue, and Hejira?
I guess so. Lynx, I guess, could be that they appear on all those albums. I guess the most obvious one would be that they wrote those albums. Are you into music, Danielle? Do you
see?
What's,
I have this
what's
thing
up on Spotify for you lately.
Oh, Shania Twain.
That don't impress me much.
Honestly, quite rude crudité. She's another performing artist and very well respected.
True.
Within the industry and me. I have this thing with music where I can't remember, I can't retain any information about the artists at all. So, like, my partner said, "Do you know this band?" And I said, "No." And then he put on their album and I knew every word to every song on the entire album. I listen to stuff until I know everything, every word, and then I forget it ever existed.
But I think don't be ashamed by that, because I would say that neither does Crudité and neither do I and neither does Kyron even fully understand the question.
Okay, Blue, yeah, good.
I think it would be someone who's like a guest, you know, Blue, because it links them. Blue, Clouds, Hajira. I think it's like a Sia figure. Ooh. Or someone equally famous like Enya. Enya. Yeah, Enya.
Yeah, we said that at the same time.
That's amazing.
Let's it must be Enya. Enya. It must be Enya.
Enya. Yes,
Enya. It's Enya.
Or like Pitbull or Mr. Worldwide or something, you know?
Yes. Sean Paul.
Sean Paul. I know that Joni Mitchell wrote an album called Blue.
Oh, did she?
Oh, it's Joni Mitchell.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, and Pitbull was on that album.
Was he?
Definitely, yeah.
I don't remember them collaborating.
Yes, okay. Well, then let's lock in Joni Mitchell. Let's change it.
I think it's Joni Mitchell. I don't know if she wrote an album called Clouds or Hajira, but I do know that she wrote an album called Blue.
I've seen Pitbull live accidentally, by the way, just so you know.
Well, I think that's the only way to do it. I'll put Joni Mitchell.
Question 8.
During the American Civil War, the Union and Confederates respectively wore uniforms of what predominant colors? There's a lot of war documentaries on Netflix these days. You know, we get to see and in full color as well. They do that sort of retro color adding system.
So did they actually wear colorful things? That makes no sense in the field of battle.
I don't think it was not like rainbows or lorikeets, not like that colorful, but I think it was just not Hessian, not just black, you know what I mean?
Okay, Daniel? Like, so I maybe could go like cream. Or
cream. I think it was. I think for
khaki.
Maybe navy blue.
Oh, navy blue.
For the Union. Union was blue, and the Confederates were gray.
Is that right?
Because they're quite racist.
Okay, well, let's go with that then. I don't know anything.
Do you know a lot about the Civil War, Crudité?
That was so. Yes, that was very confident, Crudité.
I've seen these documentaries where they color them, and having known you for some time, Kyron, I'm going to be honest, I hadn't really worried for your mental health until you told me that you'd been watching recolored war documentaries. That's where I go in my darkest hours.
Yes, well, the Melbourne lockdown has been consistent, shall we say. I'll put blue and grey. Question 9, the symbol Ouroboros depicts which creature biting its own tail?
Oh.
Have I pronounced that correctly? Ouroboros. Many of those.
It's a dragon or a snake, right? Yeah. It's a dragon or a snake.
Ouroboros.
Is it both? Who knows?
I know this from the famous Red Dwarf episode, you know, where there was the... Everyone's seen this one?
Fan.
Big Red Dwarf fan. Oh, Arnold Rimmer. What a comedic creation.
It's a dragon.
Yes. No, it's a snake.
It's a snake.
A snake.
Okay.
Because it's a snake like a ring. I once tied... I once made 17 snakes eat their own bums. And let me tell you, I got in quite a lot of trouble with the animal welfare people. Shut me down for a good 2 years. And I wrote...
Their own bums.
Yes.
So did they bite on?
Not tail, bum.
Not tail, because the tail is the end. But where is the bum?
The bum isn't called the bum, it's a vent.
Excuse me?
It's called a vent. A reptile's butthole is called a vent, okay?
Wow.
Mostly air that comes out of there?
Yeah, well, and, you know, shit, but, yeah, they can pop out some air. They can do eggs, little farts.
Eggs? Do snakes fart?
Can I say that I have not heard Danielle as confident as when she said the word vent? With just venom and confidence. I love this. Yeah.
I wish that was a question. I know nothing about all the stuff you've asked, but I guess you're not tailoring the questions to me, are you?
And is this knowledge base about snakes or bums? From which angle did you get to know that a snake's bum is called a vent?
I came at this from watching a thing about snakes and lizards and the differences between the two.
Yeah, so you are allowed to watch the news.
This was a YouTube series.
Danielle, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Do lizards have vents?
Lizards have vents.
Wow. Yeah. So that's a similarity.
That is a similarity. A difference is that lizards have legs.
Didn't see that coming.
I can confirm this. We had a book that was for sale in our stationery department about this exact topic. So I can confirm that also.
Well, vent. Yes, we would like to lock in vent for what is the name?
Symbol Ouroboros depicts which creature biting its own tail?
Yes, a snake.
A snake, okay. Snake. Question 10. Manny Pacquiao has retired from boxing to concentrate on his bid to win which country's presidential election?
Mm. I was hoping that the question would be which sport.
Yeah, me too. Which gazelle?
That was
too.
In the question. It was spoiled, wasn't it? It was in there.
What would you have said? Boxing?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's quite famous for that. Yeah.
Yeah, he's quite famous for that. Yeah. I guess they're searching for what he's less famous for, which is that he's running to be president of a country.
Wow.
Is it silly to think that it's like America in that Kanye way? Or are we basically looking for the country that he's from?
It's very silly to think that.
I was thinking because his name... I thought maybe it would be Machu Picchu, but I don't think that's a country.
Running for the president of Machu Picchu.
Just because his name is sort of similar.
I don't know. It's an ancient city, Machu Picchu, that's in Peru. So I don't know that they have any politics anymore, just tours. but, Crudité, I interrupt you. Sorry, what did you say?
Oh, well, I was just going to tell you about one time I was in a urinal with a friend of mine.
Went in together?
No, well, I came in and I saw him from behind, the back of his head, and I hadn't seen him in some years.
But you recognized him in the bathroom from the back of his head.
Purely from his silhouette. And I said, Philip, I haven't seen you in so long. And he spun around, and I saw Philip's peen just right there, right in front of me. But that's apropos of nothing.
That's just a little story you've told. A little story there from Cludité.
Little Cludité.
Manny. Is Manny Spanish? Where's that from?
Manuel, probably, Manny? Yes. Likely Manuel.
Oh.
I would
likely
say
Manuel.
Yes, probably, yes.
Pacquiao. Who did you say you saw the peen of? Cludité?
Philip's peen.
Philip's peen. He just had the one peen? Or did he have multiple peens?
He might
like
have.
Like a snake. Look,
I turned away. I turned away out of respect.
Hmm. Okay. But it could have been Philip's peens.
I see.
If he had more than one, because maybe you didn't see because you turned away so fast, but if he had more than one, then that situation would have resulted in a story that you would title, what do you think?
I once saw Philip's peens.
sure, yes.
Or anyway. Manny Pacquiao is running to be president of the Philips Peens.
Okay. I'd like to lock in Philips Peens.
Yeah, sorry we haven't got any closer to the answer.
So maybe Spain. Maybe Spain.
Spain. Probably Spain. Let's lock in Spain.
Which way would you like to go, Danielle?
Yeah, I'll go for Philippines.
Philippines. Okay, that's 10 questions. Well done. How do you feel you did? You optimistic?
Well, honestly, without the help of Crudité... Yeah.
Gazelle. How rude.
Yeah. I would be nowhere.
Philip helped a lot there as well towards the end.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel bad, but also it's teamwork, and I do think they brought something to the table.
Right. Let's find out how you did, yeah. Question number one was, by area, which country is larger, France or Spain? You said France, and it's France.
Ooh.
Thank you. Well done, Danielle.
Crudité.
First question. Right. Question number two is, which organ of the human body produces insulin? You said pancreas, and it's pancreas.
Ooh.
Crudité.
That's 100%. End the quiz now.
Well, let's check in with question number three, which is, what is the title of the Australian television series sequel, Back to the Rafters? It is indeed Back to the Rafters.
My one question.
Question four was, Alexei Leonov was the first person to do what? You said found the remains of the Romanovs, but it's walk in space.
Ah.
So, oh.
Did he walk or did he pirouette in space?
A question for the quiz.
Never
question
know.
Five. You said that a quaver is the name for the accent above the first E in raison d'être, but it's circumflex.
I never would have thought
fucked.
Of that.
Get absolutely fucked with your dumb little
thing. Also, excuse yourself. That was disgusting.
Sorry, I'm so rude. I'm so... But a circumflex.
Unfortunately, the name of the new Deputy Premier of New South Wales is not David Benningham. It's Paul Toole.
That's not even a person who actually exists. That's ridiculous.
We'll see if Joni Mitchell is a person who exists. She did indeed link the albums Clouds, Blue and Hajira. Points, points, points. During the American Civil War, the Unions wore blue and the Confederates wore grey.
Oh, crudité.
Points there.
Crudité.
The symbol Ouroboros depicts which creature biting its own tail? It is a serpent. I'll give it to you for snack. Question 10. Manny Pacquiao has retired from boxing to concentrate on his bid to win Phillips Peen's presidential election. So you're correct in question 10, giving you 7 out of 10. 70%.
Incredible work, everybody.
Wow.
Well done.
It's a round of applause from all of my stuff. Back to work.
Gazelle, thank you for... putting down the broom for long enough to do a quiz with us today.
Karen, my pleasure. Almost.
Almost.
Oh, no, it's so sorry. One of them was trying to swipe at me with my own broom and they missed.
Who have you got working with you today? Who are you, anyone you're about to fire?
I've got Martin, who is the worst. Yes, Martin. Oh, I've got to go.
Anyone else there with you other than Martin?
Yes, there's Martin. Oh, gosh, there's Kate. There's Tom. And there's
Susie, is she there?
Oh, yes, Susie Youssef, she's asleep on the job, piece of shit. Absolute piece of shit. Although, in her earlier days, she did work for the Manchester department of both Best and Less and Target. So, historically, an excellent retail worker. Currently, no.
She's very good on Twitter. You can see her on Twitter and Instagram.
No, she's not there. She's on Instagram sometimes.
Oh, she's on Instagram. She's very good on Instagram. You can find her there, I believe. Or on Channel 10 on a television show called Making It. Is that correct?
Yes. Do you watch on that? Saturday nights.
Well, thank you, Gazelle.
Thank you so much. Danielle, thank you. You're very smart, very, very clever girl.
Oh, thank you.
And crudité, thank you very much for being here as well.
Gouache.
Wow, I didn't know that was that had multiple meanings.
Yeah, I'm trying it on.
Did you just
size.
Basically say paint?
Gouache. Gouache, gouache. I'm going to replace that all. Yeah, look, you get it. You get it. I've pretty much served up everything I've got to say here, but things could change in the future. You never know what'll happen.
Well, visual and performance arts, this is not a solo game. You can't put together some of the projects, you know, of the scale and size.
You're exactly right.
That you do. So
you need your assistance to do the work, the concept,
exactly.
The inspiration, the execution. That's what art is. But I will be trying something fabulously bizarre and obscure. This is the most avant-garde art installation I've done yet at the Comedy Store in Sydney on November 10. I'll be playing Dungeons and Dragons. Weird, weird. Just when you thought it couldn't get any weirder or dumber.
Yeah. It did. Well, that is a team sport. Who else is on that?
With the Dragon friends. With Alex Lee and Michael Hing, Ben Yankings, you know, the team.
Eating Lacing
will be there.
Great. Well, thank you,
Danielle. Thank you, Kyron.
Thank you, Crudité.
Crudité.
And Danielle, congratulations on 7 out of 10. Pretty good. Pretty good by the standards of this quiz. Oh, well done.
Thank you so much.
You're online?
Oh, no, I'm never online.
Oh. But you could probably find links there to things that you do offline.
Yeah.
Which are coming back.
Yes. I've got a podcast, and that's coming back after a long hiatus. We decided to take lockdown off and come back after lockdown. And also, oh, yeah, those LOL Fest is a festival in Sydney coming up, and I've got shows 9th, 10th and 11th of December.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you'll be doing all the comedy festivals in 2022.
Yes.
Undoubtedly so. That is Wax Quizzical this week. Thank you very much for being here. We'll see you next week, and goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.